There's concern that they may not be as focused on the risk presented by insider threats to these materials than they need to be.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Russia has the largest stockpile of weapons-usable nuclear materials on the planet. Starting in 1993, the U.S. and Russia worked together to improve security at dozens of Russian locations holding these materials. This cooperation ended in 2014, following Russian aggression in Ukraine. And David Trimble, a Natural Resources and Environment Director at GAO, is here to talk about what was completed before cooperation ended and what is known about Russia's security for nuclear material today. Thanks for joining me, David.
Thank you.
So why were we spending money on securing Russian nuclear materials?
Well, really, there are a couple things. One, you know, after the fall of the Soviet Union, things were a little in disarray there. And why this matters in this sphere is because Russia had huge stockpiles, actually the largest stockpiles in the world of weapons-usable material. So what that means is plutonium and highly enriched uranium, which is a pretty critical kind of threat because those are the materials you use to make atomic weapons. Compounding that is that this material was stored at many sites across the country, in some areas with some terrorist activity and general instability. So the risk of loss of control and theft was huge. So the U.S. government and DOE took the lead on this, undertook a program to improve the security at these sites to address the security risks present there.
So are these materials more secure today than they were when cooperation ended?
What I would first note is that the program up until 2014, when it ended, was effective. They made tremendous progress in addressing physical security and procedural security issues in Russia at these sites and across the country, addressing things like gates, hardened gates, perimeter detection systems, better security practices. So the program was effective and made progress. They weren't done, but they made progress up until the program ended. Once the program ended, however, in 2014, sort of our eyes and ears into the status of the security of that material in Russia ended. We were no longer sort of physically there. We no longer had access to the key personnel to discuss security matters with the Russians. What we know is that at that time, not all of the planned security improvements that we had on the books were completed. So we know that there was work remained to be done that was not completed when the program ended.
So it sounds like when nuclear security cooperation ended between the U.S. and Russia, so did any chance of the American government staying informed on what measures Russia has taken since.
You can always get secondary sources of information, but any sort of true insight, especially into something as sensitive over security controls over nuclear material, your secondary sources aren't going to be very good. So our real insight effectively ended at that time.
And is it likely, is it unlikely that Russia has replaced the level of funding the U.S. was providing toward security?
Yeah, so the stakeholders and the experts we talked to indicated that the security efforts in Russia continue to get funded, but they just, but not at the same level. Not at, no one believes that it was at the same level to make up for the loss of funding after the U.S. program ended.
So, David, what are the risks here going forward?
You're in a country where there's still large criminal organizations, terrorist groups, there's still corruption. So the risks of theft and misuse is still there. I think the thing that we highlight in our work, which is what outside experts highlighted for us, is there's concern that they may not be as focused on the risk presented by insider threats to these materials than they need to be.
So last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Russia has the largest stockpile of weapons-usable material in the world. Our prior efforts to help improve security over this material paid significant dividends. It helped make the world safer. But since 2014, we're kind of at a loss as to know the status of that material and the risks presented by that material.
David Trimble was talking about Russian nuclear material safety after cooperation efforts ended with the United States in 2014. Thank you for your time, David.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.